Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor.fm to get started.
What would happen if we all tried to be like Santa and learn to give as only he can give, of ourselves, our talents, our love, and our hearts? Maybe if we could all learn Santa's beautiful lesson, maybe there would finally be peace on earth and goodwill toward man.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to A Very COVID Christmas, your go-to holiday podcast for all things uplifting, Christmas, Thanksgiving, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa cheer. We are here to spread the spirit of Christmas because everyone could use a little Christmas all year round, but especially right now, it's been a tough year, and we are here to make everything better here on A Very COVID Christmas. I missed last week, but guys, I loved the episode. I want to give specific compliments to each of you, but I want to start with Aaron. Aaron moderated and held it down.
Oh, I thank you, Jeff.
You're welcome.
It was a lot of fun. I'm coming in for your job.
I know.
Coming in.
The student becomes the teacher.
That's exactly. Right. Exactly. You've taught me too much.
That's a very Mr. Miyagi kind of moment. And I say that because we are talking about movies today. There are Christmas specific movies, but there are also those movies that invoke the feeling of Christmas. And each of us have some specific examples. What's fun about this is I love the chance for everyone to bring their own kind of random specific example, but explain why it brings that spirit to them. And that's so much of what we do on the show, is talk about just the spirit of Christmas and how you want to infuse it in everything we do. I'm going to come to you in a second, Kev, because I know Kev has a story along those lines. But I want to say hey to everyone else first. Chelsea, as I told you, I'm finally watching Hallmark.
Oh, that makes me so happy. I cannot wait to discuss Hallmark with you. And we can even have a separate podcast on just Hallmark and discussing what movies you watched.
Maybe I can guess on House of Hallmark as like the newbie.
There you go. I can have you come on and then you can tell me which ones you like already.
Sure. Perfect. I love it. Kay, as always, I'm not just saying it. One of my favorite people. You just kick so much ass on this podcast. Pardon my French. I love your voice on this show. I just want to say it.
I love you, Jeff. You're awesome.
Oh,
I love that you're letting the hair go bigger and bigger, too.
I know.
I love the curls, can I say?
I know. It sometimes works better than others. It kind of depends on what side of the bed I wake up on. But I think it might be time soon to get a little Christmas cut.
No.
We'll see. But I appreciate it. And then, of course, Kelsey, I see you all the time. But hi again.
Hi, Jeff. Hi, everyone.
Kev, I'm coming to you now because not only are you our captain, but you said before we got started, you have a very Christmas specific story.
Well, I don't know if it's Christmas. It's okay. Just the theme of our show.
Yeah.
And we'll always talk about like, at least with me, it's like, I gave a tip to the coffee barista. Like, you know what I mean? Like I try to do like nice Christmas things, but there's times you receive things as well. And so yesterday was a big day for me because it was my birthday. I never was one to appreciate birthdays when I was younger, and then last couple of years they've meant more. I think that's just you get older maybe and you start realizing how much they mean, because you really see who appreciates you, who cares. And but because since the pandemic, you know, for me and for most of us on this call, like life just shut down. And, you know, in my case, I'm one of the Americans who, you know, also lost his business. You know, I now have to, you know, how am I even going to, I don't know if I can even salvage that, let alone, you know, what are my next steps in life? So I just, at every turn of the pandemic, I just worked harder because that's all I was ever taught to do. You know, so if you get like, a bunch of lemons, you make lemonade, and you just.
And Kev, real quick, sorry, is there a mic on your headphones?
Yeah, is it picking stuff up?
It's just scratching on your clothes a little bit. We want to hear that clean, clean audio.
You know what? I'll dump it. Yeah, there is one on.
I think it was just rubbing on your shirt.
How's that?
Much better.
That's better.
Okay. No, thanks for saying that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so you know, since, you know, it's like with the first day of the pandemic, I had a sense all of this was going to happen. I didn't know things were going to happen personally in my life, but I knew that life wasn't going to be the same. I likened it to if you were a fan of the Fear of Walking Dead series, the first episode, it was like kids were calling into school, teachers were sick, everyone was kind of confused. They didn't know what was going on, that the walkers were like, people were turning into walkers and eating people. And like, it felt like that one Friday meeting, Jeff, you were there.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone else was there. It was probably just you, Jeff. And I remember just looking at all the faces and trying to explain to you guys what was coming. Cause I knew, but all I did was, okay, I'll just work harder. So it was like, okay, well, we'll start Zooming after Buzz TV. We do after shows for your favorite TV shows. Okay, we're going to Zoom after shows. So then we did that. And then that became harder and harder to do. So it was like, okay, well, we'll write more articles. We'll build up the news division. Then we did that for a while. Then that became harder to do. And then we had a little bit of internal turmoil, you know, there that really broke my heart, because the network was built for two reasons, just for love of TV and to help hosts, you know, get the opportunities that they would normally not get. Hopefully have them avoid paying for, you know, own $100,000 or $150,000 in student loans. And being a safe environment, you know, not dealing with at least the stuff that Maria dealt with and the stuff I saw. But being a guy, like, it definitely wasn't, you know, what I would see someone else go through, you know. And so for us to get into this, like, you know, this, the turmoil that we got into, it pretty just broke my heart. It devastated me. So like, now the network's gone. So many of the kids that I love, like my, you know, like my own children, because I don't have my own, suddenly were showing how mad they were and how upset they were. And, you know, it's like, wait, we spent all this money. We put all this time in to help people's lives and to, you know, have the contrary happen. It was just heartbreaking. But once again, I was like, okay, I'll just work harder. So I'm like, well, some of the property I have out here has been neglected over the years. And, you know, my dad was very handy. And thank God, over the years, being in the carnival business, I became very handy. Maria's dad's very handy. And I was like, well, I'm just going to renovate all my property. So it's been, and most of you on the call know this, it's been 6 or 7 days a week and really, really terrible heat. I mean, we've been through everything. I'm sleeping on a floor. I mean, I just keep pushing. So now you come all the way to my birthday and I'm like, just so exhausted and I'm tired. And I'm like, you know, this is just, it's even more depressing to think of a birthday in the middle of all of this, you know, and I'm going to all my tools, be grateful, you know, think the positive thoughts, you'll get them back. And, you know, but all of us get worn down, especially when you physically get worn down. It's really hard. Your mind just goes to dark places. And I will tell you about the Italian in me. Like, we're just very emotional people. And, you know, when I spiral, you know. Yeah. So you're raising your hand, Kelsey. Well, you know that about me already, right?
No, I'm the same way.
Well, I'm a writer.
My Italians, yeah. I hear you.
We spiral. So you spiral and you just start thinking the worst. It's like, what am I doing? Like, where's my life going? What was my life even about? And I feel bad for Maria's mother being sick. I feel bad for Maria and having had a brain tumor and everything she went through. And like, you know, just everything, you know, I'm not being a good enough man and so much stuff. And so it's funny. There was a guy coming, a random plumber for a very specialized piece of plumbing I need done on this very old house. And I was like, you know, this is one of these things where I'm going to get charged a fortune because he's a one of a kind plumber, this one of a kind of work. And he's like, yeah, I charge money for an estimate. I'm like, wait, it's always a free estimate. Like, I've literally never had a contract. He's like, nope, I get paid this much for an estimate. And I was like, well, can I at least apply that to the bill when you end up, I end up hiring you, because I'm saying to myself, I have to hire you because you're literally the only one I know that can do this job. So he's like, yeah, I can do that. And so I'm dreading this guy coming this on the day of my birthday. I'm like, oh God, like now I got to deal with this guy. And he's giving me all sorts of crap. He's like, do you have a ladder? I'm like, wait, I have to provide, of course I have a ladder, but I'm like, I have to provide you the ladder. Like, wait. And I'm like, okay, listen, I said, it's in the attic. I said, I personally floored my attic. So you can, it's very easy to work up there. I'm up there all the time. I'm like, and, you know, anyway, so he comes over and, I take him up to the attic and, you know, again, the passive aggressive in me, I like hand him some knee pads and like, here you go. Like, you know, this will make it easier to get around the attic. It's like, thank you. And, but it turns out like, again, so many lessons in all this, I completely misjudged this guy because we can do this and pipe this, whatever. But all of a sudden he looked at me and goes, you know, you have really dark black circles under your eyes.
I'm like, what?
Yeah, no, listen, it's okay. And I'm like, yeah, I know. I think you would too if you were working 7 days a week since March or whenever this nightmare started, February, haven't stopped. You know, I barely eat, and whatever I eat is crap. I'm just eating enough to get by, you know. And I'm barely sleeping because I'm on a floor and I have all the dogs. So I said, yeah. And he just said, he said, you know, I want you to know that God is taking a lot of things away from your life to free you.
Wow.
No way. Like,
really? So he was like, you know, by the way, I will say to the audience, whether for you it's God or you, it's the universe. There are things, I believe it's those things at play, one or the other or both, but mm-hmm. You know, so replace if you don't believe in God, okay, then just think of the universe. But he was basically saying, he's like, I just, a lot of stuff's being taken away from you. He's like, but it's a gift. He's like, you have been a servant for a very long time.
Oh, and Kevin.
Now it's time for you to do for you. And he's like, you're doing a great job here. This, you know, what I see the work. He's like, I'm a contractor, so I understand. He's like, it's still a mess, but I can already tell what you've done. Get it done. He was like, and then either sell this place because you don't need it, or you know, or just figure out, breathe a little bit, and figure out what you want to do. He's like, but God is freeing you, and you are not you've been a servant for too long. To too many things and too many people. And, you know, it was like, who are you? Why are you saying this to me? But I'm old enough not to question those things.
Yeah.
Because I've said those things to people randomly when I just felt it in my heart. So I felt like universe or God was speaking through him to me. And it was a day that I received. And then next thing you know, it was like when I ended up going to my phone or my Instagram later today, like so many wonderful people, everyone on this call, like gave me the most beautiful well wishes for my birthday. And so it was just really nice. And it just completely reset me. And I think that, you know, I don't know, be open to the universe. I guess the message is just be open to the universe, you know, or God sending you these messages, you know, because I feel like we are sent them. Mm-hmm. We're sent warnings and we're sent, you know, other things like this. And often we don't, you know, we ignore them, you know. I had someone call me at 1 a.m. this week. I thought one of our hosts. And I was like, okay, I don't answer this. And this is going to be the call. Like they're standing on a bridge and this is the last call I make. So I pick up the phone and all the things going wrong with the life. But this was somebody that myself and Roxy Stryer, who, you know, who is a big part of AfterBuzz, we had advised this person not to come out to LA right now. You know, the person had said, I have no money and no job, but I have to get out there. I miss LA and I'm tired of where I'm living. And we're like, just wait till spring or summer. Right now, it's not time for anyone to be doing anything, but LA is completely dead. But then she was calling me and saying, yeah, I don't know why this happens to me. And I'm like, you are not just warned by the universe. We told you, you didn't want to listen. But I just think oftentimes we get these messages. This happened to be a very unique one, a very different one. I believe it came from somewhere else. I really do. And Yeah, and then he showed me. He's like, you have dogs, right? I said, do I have dogs? Like, yeah, I've always had dogs. I said, good. He's like, best anxiety reliever. He was like, I have poodles, and he showed me the pictures of his poodles, and he's like, I don't spay and neuter them. He's like, not that I breed them. I let them do what they want. He's like, but we call them the babies that come. We call them little angels, and we give them away to people who need. And so, my God, he had 2 4-month-old babies, and they were incredible. I'm like,
here they are.
Yeah, I was like,
surprise.
Anyway, that was my long little. That was my contribution to this week's show. But that was very poignant. You know?
That sounds like your guardian angel came from It's a Wonderful Life. Like, really, yeah. That sounds like he was sent to you.
It felt like one of those moments. And then, like I said, like a lot of people, you know, reached out. And people that, that I think misunderstood what might me, you know, before. Mm-hmm. And that was nothing, too. It was like, you know, they reached out to say, to wish me well. And it was just, like I said, it was just a nice day. And it was that, it was that moment. I think just, I'm going to continue to be more open to that, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's like I said,
if that's not like a Charles Dickens character, like the misjudged plumber who comes in to speak wisdom, like the blue collar, like Kevin, that's amazing.
I mean, like the ass crack, the big belly, the stereotype.
Wow.
And it's like, you know, and the beat up old truck. And and I told him too today, I'm like, you know, I want you to know, like, and he said, you know, he did the cliche. He works in mysterious ways, you know. And
maybe he wasn't charging for an estimate. He's charging for his advice.
Yeah, maybe.
That's true. Good point.
And his price. And then the other thing too, like, again, how, at least I misjudge people, and I know we all do, because then I was like, okay, so what do you need for most contracts need a deposit. They need like a percent down for the job, for materials, you know, or whatever. And he was like, nope. He's like, I don't need anything. He's like, just a handshake.
Oh,
So I totally misjudged him.
Wow.
Ended up being amazing. So,
well, Kev, I feel like so much of what you preach is always like, you got to show up, right? Like half of the job is showing up. And I think that this kind of coincides nicely with that, or parallels nicely with that. It's like showing up and being open, right? You don't know what's going to come to you if you're not open. You don't know what's going to come to you if you don't show up. So like, I see you going into this, being open, allowing that space for the universe, God, whomever, to like come in and say these things to you. And that's why it happened. Like, so much of this goes back to, I think, what you teach and like what you've taught us and everyone at AfterBuzz and a million and one other people. So I think that's a really beautiful story. So, thank you.
I thought of you guys too. So, and it was nice that you guys, on your show, Better Together, you gave us a mercy plug. For our podcast here. So it'd be interesting to see how many more listens we got. You know what I'm hearing a lot, guys, is that we're not on video. So I'm hearing a lot of people didn't know that.
An announcement at least, or maybe next week's video as well.
Hell yeah. And Jeff, can I read the one review we got?
Yeah, let's do it.
So you guys, this Monday, Chris BMP said, I love Christmas. I look forward every week to listening to this podcast. I love hearing about Christmas and other holidays around Christmas. It brings me so much Christmas cheer, and I love to see that people live Christmas just as much as I do. Thank you for making my week with this podcast. And the title is Best Podcast.
Great.
Aww.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you, Chris. We appreciate it so much.
Okay, what were you saying? I want to hear it again.
I just love the dramatic reading by Kelsey, the emphatic and dramatic reading.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Awesome. We love it.
Another thing we love is, of course, Thanksgiving. And I want to keep it quick because we have another big second segment. This is the best. My beautiful wife is bringing me sushi as we speak. I live a good
holiday
life.
Holiday sushi.
Yes. Holiday sushi. But I do want to hear about everyone's Thanksgiving plans. And I think, Kay, I get excited about you because you have a family. I know we have a family too, our Christmas family, but Kay, I want to hear about what you're doing for Thanksgiving this year.
Yeah.
Yeah. So listen, guys, it was the thing, because I usually go up to my sisters. My sister moved here from Germany maybe 3 or 4 years ago, and she's my older sister. So she knows how to cook. Like, she is a cook. Her husband's brother comes up from Texas. He is a cook. When I tell you, they fry a turkey, bake a turkey, make a turkey steak. Wow. My mama's in the kitchen too, doing her thing. There is so much.
Okay, no,
and
no.
I'm not a cook.
It's okay. No fear of COVID though. Everyone's getting.
No, no. I'm telling you, this is what usually happens, right?
No.
And so I usually go to Porto's and get a couple of cakes because I can't cook. And it's like the best my family eats all year. So as the numbers started spiking, we were like, there's no way we're going to be able to do it. And my sister does not care. Like, she's going out for drinks on the weekends, y'all. She living like it ain't COVID, nothing. I cannot believe the stuff she does. It scandalizes me. So I'm like, no way we're going to be able to do it. But she's my big sister, so I have to work up the nerve to tell her, you know, we're not coming. So it took me like 3 days, you guys, to text her and be like, because I texted her and was like, so what's the plan for Thanksgiving? She was like, we're doing the same thing, girl, same, you know, whatever. And so I'm like,
oh. I love her.
Oh, wait, no. Is this the one with the yacht who goes on her yachts?
No, that's my middle sister. But
okay. Had to clarify.
So I'm all stressed out. So I'm right. You know when you're nervous about an email? Well, this is me. When I'm nervous about a text, I just put it off. And we're on a text chain. I text with her like every day. So finally, I just put like, the numbers are spiking, so we probably ain't coming. Which really means we're not coming. You know, probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Got us out in the blow.
So then she texts back like, oh, yeah, I figured. Jeff, who's the other chef from Texas, her brother and her husband's brother might not come up either. Now that's big news. Jeff isn't coming. Like, Jeff don't care about me. I was like, Jeff didn't come up. Like,
Jeff always has to come as a Jeff. You know, a Jeff really makes the party, so I know it's a big deal. Kay,
it's a big deal. So I gather my family around. And my family's, we're used to not doing anything for the past 8 months. Like, we don't go anywhere. We don't do anything. Like, they're used to it. So I go, listen, we're not going to have a Thanksgiving dinner with Auntie Sean. And they're all like, oh, you know, they knew it was coming. But like, she makes the best baked macaroni and cheese. So they were devastated. So I said, this is what we're going to do. We had a family meeting last night. I go, let's come up with a menu, and then whatever you guys decide is your side. Well, first I made them choose the side that they wanted, and then I said, okay, the side that you chose, you're going to spearhead making it. And they were like, what? So I had to text my sister, we need your baked macaroni and cheese recipe. So we have rolls, baked macaroni and cheese. I'm just going to make the turkey breast, not the huge turkey, because it's just the
four. Just the breast, yeah. Yep.
Stuffing. And then sweet potato crunch casserole, which I did a dry run of last night.
Yeah.
Best.
So that's what we're doing. So
once again, coming through. Like, I love that you're having the kids not only pick the menu, but then participate in the process. I think it's so healthy and it's way more fun. You know, Ray Allen of the 1 year in the NBA was doing a special on what the NBA players
did
during the holidays, and Ray Allen. He was very big on everyone having a job, and then they even washing the dishes. Someone would wash, someone would rinse, someone would dry, someone would put away, like all his kids. And I think it's so important, you know. It's
for sure
so important.
I was like, we got to make it different, because usually when we go up to my sister's, it's all the moms and aunties in the kitchen cooking. You know, if it's just us, I'm not going to be stressed out because I don't even like to cook like that. You know what I mean? So I was like, y'all all going to do it. We're all going to pitch in. So that's our top of line plan, is doing the food and then chilling. We love to watch the Thanksgiving Day Parade. But I guess, I mean, I don't, have you guys heard about what they're doing for the Thanksgiving Day Parade? Is it a go, or are they just going to do one?
Chelsea, what are you hearing?
They're just doing something virtually. I was on the phone with my mom before this. I don't know exactly what the format's going to look like, but they are doing something for
it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Something, but just no crowds, obviously.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah.
I got in the dog show too. I love. I've told Kevin before. I am. I mean, it's very on brand for me, but like I literally plop down in front of the TV at 8 a.m. to watch. And like, I'll have a Bloody Mary. So I will be fascinated to see what they do this year. But Kay, I think that sounds very responsible and very admirable. I appreciate what you're
doing.
And so you'll watch the parade, you'll eat, and then is it movies, Kay?
It will probably be movies. I think one of the helpful, like my husband's family, they usually do like a Christmas dinner type situation. And then you pick a handful of beans. And then when it gets to your turn, you pick every bean out and you say what you've been thankful for the year. And so his family wants to do that with us. I don't know. I'm not 100% interested in that. My husband, we had a family meeting earlier this week and my husband taught the family a whole lesson about thankfulness because we were having some issues with some whiny kids in our family. So we had a whole lesson where he did like do four things that you're thankful for, and it can't be like I'm thankful for food and our hot lake. You have to go in depth, and then we each had to write three things that we admired about each other because our kids are having some sibling rivalry right now. And just at the end of it, we were like, oh, we love you guys. Like, we just felt a whole new love and appreciation for each other. So I feel like we've already done that. I don't need to get together with people I haven't seen, family I haven't seen in 6 months and do, you know, a punctual, I don't know. It just, I'm not interested in doing that with extended family for Thanksgiving. I want to keep it small.
You practice it already. That's why.
Yeah.
You know, you practice that already. Yeah. For other people, it's that one day a year. But you guys are doing it on a daily basis. I continue, Kay, to worry about your kids. What are we going to do when they go out and deal with all the narcissist monsters out there? When they're like good kids, disciplined and hardworking and appreciative and grateful, and they have to deal with all the American monsters that are raised by big American monsters and who are raised by grand monsters.
I want you know, Kevin to come on and
we gotta smack that down, Kevin. We gotta.
That's the thing. I think about that all the time. But if I just like to focus on the good people in the world who are gonna go out and have good children, and hopefully those good children will go on to create more good children. There are good people, even if they're not good parents.
And like you said, Kevin, you were like earlier, you were feeling down, and you were, you know, you were like, I have to get to my thankful place. I think it's really hard. Like, I'm getting burned out too. I feel that. Like, you know?
It 100%. Is hard. And it's like, for you guys, does it feel like, I know every year we say the holiday season, like, it flies by, right? But does it not seem faster than, does it seem faster to you during COVID or the same?
100%.
Or slow?
Faster.
So much faster.
So much faster.
Especially because
go ahead, Aaron, you first.
Well, I feel like there's just such a monotony to COVID. Like when you're at home all day, you're doing the same things. The days go by very quickly because it's all the same. Everything blends together. And then all of a sudden it's Thanksgiving. And then it just happens so quickly, I feel like.
Yeah. There's no way to demarcate time. You know, normally you go to the mall, you see the tree, you see you drive, you have a weekend. Like there's no semblance of a way to demarcate any sense of time. The holidays just show up. All of a sudden, Thanksgiving will just be here. So I think it is really important that we try in our lives in any way that we can to designate some kind of pomp and circumstance around this, because it's all we've got. You know, it's really all we've got.
Yeah, no, that's a good point.
It's just, like I said, it's going too fast. And, you know, I think for Thanksgiving, you know, we have our dinner. Is it pretty universal that from that moment we're onto Christmas movies? No one's watching a Thanksgiving movie, right?
Yeah. Other than Charlie Brown Christmas special. Other than that, I don't think there's really
Charlie Brown Thanksgiving special.
Yeah. Right? I mean, yes, Charlie Brown Thanksgiving special, where Snoopy makes the toast and jelly beans.
The best.
So good.
But other than that, it's okay. Do you guys, would you do Christmas movies with the kids Thanksgiving night, or are you watching like binge stuff?
I'm not sure. I told you guys, Daylan Montgomery is a Grinch. So his whole thing it doesn't start until December 1st. I mean, he's really a staunch, like strong believer in that. So I don't know, you guys. The best we might be able to do is the Snoopy Thanksgiving special, which is my least favorite of all Thanksgiving specials because they make Franklin sit on the table, side table by himself. You know that?
I mean, when you talk about the
I
the
never 1950s, noticed that. Oh my god,
70s shamefulness of of that world. I mean, it was Charlie Brown. You know, now it's nostalgic, but I will tell you, because that was my era. I was always so sad watching him be abused, and he always lost. I'm like, I don't get this, Mom. I don't want to. He makes me so depressed. I already see this enough in my daily life. I don't need, you know?
Yeah.
I swear, I feel like I watched an edited version because I never knew about that. So maybe in my lifetime, they did something different on TV, or maybe I just never noticed. Well, but that's crazy.
Well, you know, remember,
they made Franklin sit on the other side of the table. Wait, yeah. You see it. I mean, I feel like on Thanksgiving, it goes around Black Twitter because everybody's like, never forget when they made Franklin sit on the side of the table.
It's true, Franklin.
Jay's laughing.
That's so sad.
I'm personally sad because I can't make Kev watch the football game I wanted to watch.
I was going to support Kelsey's tradition of watching her college football.
That's right. That's right. We were going to Jack Maria. Kev was going to watch the Apple Cup with me.
I wanted to take everyone to the Walmart near us in Connecticut for Black Friday. And it's like every time Maria tries to buy something, we rip it out of her hand.
Right. It was going to be awesome.
I was going to just totally. Yeah. I was like, we got to jack Maria. That's what we're going to do. We have to be Black Friday, get a viral moment, maybe get arrested. Every year I say I'm going to do it. And I'll never forget last year, because Maria's like a little kid deep down. Last year we were driving home from Thanksgiving and she was falling asleep in the car, and she was like, am I still going to get jacked at Walmart? I'm like, no, honey, you're too tired. I don't think we can do it this year. Next year we'll do it. But we were going home, and then both Marie and I had this realization of, you know, Dad's 76, type 1 diabetes, although amazingly strong.
Yeah.
And Mom's stage 4 cancer. I'm like, what are we doing? You know, getting on a plane right now at the busiest travel day of the year, even though obviously it'll be less, there'll still be a lot of people. So we were like, let's hold. And maybe for Christmas. It was hard. It was like to tell the parents, who are like our kids, they took it well, but they're sad. They want to go home and see their family.
Yeah.
So we're just going to, for us, we'll just watch, I'll watch football. They both like football. So we'll watch football. We'll eat. Then maybe watch a movie.
What are you going to eat? Are you cooking?
I was just going to go to like Ralph's, you know, sometimes they do a dinner, like, and just do all that stuff. But I have our housekeeper, who I don't even like calling her housekeeper. Some of you know her. Violetta is my second mom. She's been with me for, I don't know, like 12 years.
And talk about a guardian angel. That's Violetta.
I mean,
she's the best.
I was like, Violetta, no, I'm going to just order and whatever. Now she has dinner with them every night. Like Lisa, who, you know, Maria's mom, was a very traditional wife. It was all about Costa, the kids. That's it. Never really had friends. And it was so cute. This last week, it was Violet's birthday, and on the card, Lisa wrote, "Thank you for being my best friend." It was like, and every night, Violetta, they have dinner together, and Lisa looks forward to it every night, and
they always celebrate.
Violetta, God bless her. I was like, Violet, go be with your family. I'm gonna go take care of it all, and she said, "No, my girls are gonna cook." She said, "No, I'm gonna make." No, I want Lisa to have her day. It's like, you know, and it just, as you guys get older too, I was lucky that I had one or two, they weren't my bosses, but they were people that I admired as bosses. They were the Fezziwigs, if you know Dickens and, you know, Scrooge. Fezziwig was the nice boss, you know, when Scrooge was young. And, you know, this one boss I had, he told me about a couple of his employees over the years. And he's like, you know, Kevin, there's no amount of money I can give them to repay them for everything they've done for me. So that's why it was always, and I never forgot that. And so it's the same way with Violetta. There's nothing I can do to repay her for everything. So we're blessed to have her to, you know, she was like, no, I want her to have a nice day. And she, by the way, another one of the many gifts of Violetta, she can do anything. Like, she's a gourmet chef. I mean, anything you Violetta puts her mind to, she, so that'll be us. And then Friday, I'll be back to swinging a hammer.
Yeah, right.
But I'm happy. But no, I'm very grateful to do it because we're getting close, and I'm hoping by mid-December to get back east, and and do a little Christmas. But hoping to slow this down, you guys, it's going to.
I know. I had a similar realization this week where we were planning on going to Virginia because my little sister goes to college at UVA and my parents are in Florida, so we're going to all meet in the middle, and we just realized like, we can't do that. Like, we were going to drive anyway, but I was like, I would much rather stay at home, even if that means that we're going to be alone. But then my parents are just going to come home. And I think everyone's just going to come home to Connecticut, which makes me feel a lot safer rather than like staying in a hotel and doing all that stuff. But it, like, I felt bad to blow up our plans. But at this point, it's just like, you have to just be safe. And I was kind of going along like, oh yeah, it'll be fine. We're going to do it. And then today, finally, we're just like, we can't do this. Like,
got to err on the side of safety, you know, exactly. No matter what you believe, politics or whatever. Do you really want to take that risk? You know,
100%.
Especially with older parents, guys, it's just, Chelsea, what are you doing?
For sure.
Yeah, well, normally I have a second grandmother out here. Her name is Trisha, and I always go to her daughter's place out in San Diego. They have a beautiful home, and we have like big gatherings, and they cook the best food. But we are canceling that this year. Mm-hmm. So I talked with my mom, and I'm going to be Zooming with my mom, and we're going to be cooking Thanksgiving together through Zoom and eating it that way.
That's so sweet.
For a tradition. So yeah, I was like, you know, this could be good. So I'm going to be in the kitchen cooking it myself. So maybe like in 6 years when I have a family, I don't know. I could remember this moment. So yeah, and it'll be good because really good quality of time with my mom too. So yay to technology. And then I am hoping in a couple weeks, then I can head back to Denver too.
And is your mom, she's normally with you on Thanksgiving?
No, we don't normally spend Thanksgiving together because I've been working retail the last 5 years. Mm-hmm. So I always try to get Christmas off, but I'll stay for Black Friday and be here. Mm-hmm. And then my mom will just, we have friends and stuff out in Denver, or sometimes my family from Iowa, they'll drive to Denver and spend it with my mom. But yeah, no, unfortunately we haven't spent Thanksgiving together since I was in college. Wow.
Special.
I know.
I love that, Chelsea.
Well, maybe it'll be, you know what I mean? I mean, because I was going to say, Chelsea, I know you live a safe life. I would have you come up if you wanted to.
Oh, really? That's so sweet, Kevin.
But I also don't want you to, I feel bad for your mom. I think it's nice for you to spend the time with your mom.
Yeah. Well, I could do both. I can always come over and bring a pie.
I know. I was just thinking, I wish you all lived in driving distance of me so I could bring you desserts, because I love baking. And that's what I'm most excited for this year, is I get to bake all the dessert myself and I get to keep all the leftovers. No one's swooping my leftovers. So hey. I wish I could bring you all a pie. Maybe I'll take a pilgrimage and I'll drop off a pie to you, Kelsey. You're in driving distance.
Please do.
Let me know what you want.
By the way, you guys, what do all of the partiers do? You know, Thanksgiving Eve is the biggest drinking night of the year. Mm-hmm. What do my people do, my drunks?
drink at home.
At least they're not driving.
All high school friends and college friends that get together, like, this is really.
I know, it really is.
I know, it's the night.
I know.
You know what the point I love, though, that both Chelsea and Aaron brought up is, even now, as the world is kind of falling apart, there are opportunities. And Chelsea, this is the first Thanksgiving you get to spend with your mom in 5 years.
Yeah, I think it's right.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
for all of you listeners out there who think you feel devastated, I get it. I get why. There's a silver lining somewhere. And, you know, on other Thanksgivings, I was just sitting around maybe having a drink. This is the year that people will intentionally spend time with people they normally wouldn't virtually because of the circumstances. So really think, instead of looking at the glass half empty, there's a glass half full angle to this that really could make this Thanksgiving incredibly special. We talked about it with Kay on Halloween. And you know what? Not every Thanksgiving's going to happen during a global pandemic, so it's at least going to be unique. Let's try to embrace it.
I mean, when you even put it that way, guys, when you think of the term global pandemic, it sounds like a disaster film, right? And the fact that this is the worst, you know, that we have to just, you know, I mean, these worst case scenarios don't sound so bad when you think of something catastrophic like global pandemic and your brain, I see chaos. I see disaster movie.
Yep.
And yet, okay, so we have to have our little dinners, you know, in a safer way. So yeah, you're right, Jeff. It's and I think this, and again, I think this is why ultimately we're going to be able to, I think this is why ultimately we're going to be able to get back on track sooner than we think as a country, because I just don't think we're wired. You know, well, it's in our DNA to enjoy life in this country, because we have. Yes, everyone's had hardship too. Some, as we know, people have had it harder than others. But ultimately, we have music, we have movies, I don't know anyone who doesn't really have that. Mm-hmm. You know, you really probably have to go, you know, I don't know many Americans who don't have all those amenities. And I feel like there's going to be a drive to get back to that at some point, you know, once hopefully the vaccine comes through. But you're right, Jeff. We definitely have to be grateful. And guys, what happens on Black Friday? Is there even a Black Friday?
I don't know. No. That makes me really nervous, because I think there's people out there that will try and push to go into the stores. Yeah. I feel awful for the, you know, that poor Walmart worker that doesn't want to leave the house but has to pay their rent. That's the people that I feel the most sorry for. Like, I feel very lucky that I don't have to work on Black Friday, because my parents are gracious enough to let me live at their house and I don't have rent to pay right now. So I do definitely feel that. I'm very curious to see what the policies are, if they're going to try and enforce, like, you know, a limit in stores, because that's what people have been doing, like only a certain amount of people in the store at a certain time. But I feel like that could even lead to worse backups and crazy things. But I don't know. I'm very interested to see what happens on Black Friday, I think.
I feel like a lot of it's going to be online. Like, we already have Cyber Monday, right? But I know, because of Ashley, who works at like a big hair company, right? She was telling me yesterday about all their Black Friday stuff that they're doing, but all virtually. So they're just shifting it a few days earlier. So I'm hoping that that's more of the scam, but I don't know. You know, there's going to be those people out and about getting their 20% off Zara.
I think it's just another thing I have to let go. But I just love it for the spirit. I never do it.
But
I love entertaining as hell.
I like, Jeff, like, what's your father-in-law doing? Our hero.
I know. I mean, it was going to be all of us in our shirts, but like.
So just to back up. So if you're a new listener, if you're one of the 20 new listeners, Jeff's father-in-law puts everyone in the same shirt every year, up at 5 a.m, ringing the bell.
Yep.
The Cadillac of minivans is out, and they're out as a team doing Black Friday shopping. So, has word come down yet?
You know, I was talking to Bill about it today. I think Bill Palmer's Mr. Holiday, as you guys know. But I got to say, I think the pandemic's getting even to him a little bit. I think
it's all good,
but I think he's like, you know, I just think like he's had a busy year. He works in incentive services, and, you know, he sets up like rewards programs for corporations and like manufacturers trophies and that kind of thing. And luckily, it's actually the second half of the year has been good business wise for him. But I think he's cooked. I think we're going to take it easy, and he's going to have a beer on Friday. We might try to golf. Me and Bill have been golfing some. So, but
Jeff's just living his life, you guys. He's been golfing. I'm like, what is Jeff not doing?
So Jeff, you're having a very small get together, correct? What's on your agenda?
So it's me, my wife, and my parents-in-law, and that's going to be it. And we're going to do a little cooking. And Kay, we've been watching Stranger Things, which has been fun. I introduced it to Laura's parents. It's set in Indiana. You know, we're in Indiana now. So
the first time?
Right.
They're watching it for the first time?
Yeah, which has been really fun.
Oh, it's so fun watching people who haven't seen it before.
I know. They're loving it. But I think we'll probably just stay low-key, you know? I think safety above everything. And again, it'll be a fun chance. you know, Laura and I live on the West Coast, so we're not really allowed around our in-laws as much as we'd like. So this has been a really special time for us. Again, it's one more blessing that's come out of this really, really hard time. Mm-hmm. I've had a lot of great dinners with my in-laws, and like Thanksgiving mm-hmm. will just be some great quality time I get to spend with the future grandparents of my children. So,
mm-hmm. whoa, Jeff.
I think you're getting a little serious there. I mean, you're only married. Like,
I know.
I have a question for you guys though. Are you going to cook like the whole entire meal? I know Kay, you said you're going to just do the turkey breast, but like, are you going to do all the sides? Are you going to do everything if it's just, you know, 3-4 people? Cause I really want to, I don't know if my parents are going to be down, but if I have to do it myself, I'll do it myself. Cause I love the food is obviously the best part. And if we have a lot of leftovers, Thanksgiving leftovers are the best part about Thanksgiving. So I'm fine with that.
I agree with all that.
Okay. Do you think that people are still going to do the whole meal if they're only with their, you know, immediate family?
I don't think so.
I think people are going to cut out the thing that they never eat, that they don't like.
Right.
I know for me, I was hoping one of my kids would say they wanted green bean casserole for their side, but nobody did. So we won't have that. So I was like, oh man, I guess I'm the only one that likes that. So I think what'll happen is all the side items that might be favorites for one person.
They get cut.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's only the critical mass top five side dishes. Yeah.
Okay, so Kelsey, you're with Maria
mm-hmm.
Menounos,
mm-hmm.
and I think Ashley Grace Daniels, right?
Yeah, well.
What's your plan?
You know, Kev, we don't really know quite yet. Ashley is tentatively coming. She has to sway us that she is safely quarantined right. because she does have her little niece goes out to Gymboree. So yesterday we were like, whoa, okay. Gymboree can't come in bring coronavirus. So, I mean, Ashley's like the safest human ever. So I'm sure Ash will come over. I don't know. I'm just going to, we're going to have fun. We're going to chill. We're going to FaceTime Kev all day as per usual. I'll bug my mother. And Maria and I are just going to cook and we're going to have a fun, chill day. I'm going to make her watch my football team with me. Even though she told me that she'd rather die a couple times, but I'm going to make her do it. And it will be fun. I think, right. I mean, we haven't really talked about it, to be honest, but I think a nice chill day is necessary over in this hood.
So you guys, should we do, I'm down to do a Wednesday show next week. If you guys are.
Yeah. Well, we've all established that we're not doing anything, so we don't have any excuses to not do it.
Or should we do a Black Friday show? Because I think we're going to be Thanksgiving dough.
Ooh.
We should do a mukbang with all our Thanksgiving leftovers. Do you guys know what a mukbang is?
What is it?
A mukbang. It's like an eating show. People do it on YouTube. Does no one else know what this is? People do it on YouTube where they just eat a meal.
Youngest self, Aaron, educated.
So people do this thing on YouTube where they will eat a meal and people like to watch it because it feels like you're eating with someone. So we could all bring our Thanksgiving leftovers and we can eat together.
For our first week on video.
Yes.
Incredible. I think that's fun.
These people make so much money, Kevin.
It's so stupid.
It is.
But it's not stupid though, because they were talking about how communal Korea is and it helps people not feel alone.
So that's true.
I'm all for, listen.
But it's not a weird fetish thing.
Anything that gets somebody away from spewing hate online, wanting to hurt somebody, like I'm all for.
All right.
Americans
let's
did take it.
Presents, whatever, whatever.
Yeah, Americans took it to an
exactly. Extreme. Americans took a nice thing and ruined it a little bit, but we'll do a classy version. Yeah, we'll get some champagne. It'll be great.
I love that.
By the way, guys, I think that's a human thing. We take all nice things and we.
That's true.
I know. I agree with that.
Whatever. That's not nice to say.
But I love that idea.
So Jeff, when we talk about, I know we were going to talk about movies. What the movies we wanted to cover was the non-Christmas movies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm thinking we could get into it now. We also, we're about an hour in. We could save it for our mukbang next week.
Let's do Thanksgiving.
I think that would be fun.
It's our Black Friday show. Because that's Black perfect Friday timing because we're just coming out of Thanksgiving. We're just warming up to Christmas movies. We can talk about those movies that get us in the spirit without being full out Christmas movies. So
yeah,
that'll be great.
I think that we know the like we were saying last week, we know the movies pretty much that are the classic Christmas films. Mm-hmm. And you've got all the saccharine ones, like I said, on no offense, House of Hallmark, but the Hallmark and Lifetime ones that, you know, they're fast food, but you're not going to go back and, I don't think, watch many of those every, you know, religiously. Like, we're all going to get together and we're going to watch, like, it's on in the background, you'll watch it. So then it's like, what are those other movies that conjure, that are good movies that get you in the Christmas spirit that aren't on the nose Christmas movies? And I know mm-hmm. each one of us has one. Mm-hmm. And I guess we'll go over it next week on our Black Friday show.
That's perfect.
That's exciting. I want to Zoom from a, I might go to the Walmart, you guys. No,
reporting live.
I will too, Kev. I'll do it if you do it.
I can't get my in-laws sick. That's the problem.
Oh, yeah.
That's true. Or else I would go.
You could just drive around in your car and yell at people out your window.
That's, you know what? I'm sure I'll be at Home Depot. Like, I'm there every day. So I'm sure I'll be at Home Depot. So that's kind of not Black Friday, but.
I was at Target this week. And I went to the Christmas section and I saw a few black Santas. I'm going to have to send it in our group chat.
Yes. Did you see? So I don't know if you, are you guys following Black Santa on Instagram?
I am now. Yeah. Yes.
So Baron and I have been going back and forth. And did you see all the swag?
Yeah.
Thank you for reminding me.
Chelsea. Yeah.
We got to get some black Santa swag.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, that reminds me. I'm going to write that down on my list here, guys.
Okay.
What if we were all wearing it for our... Oh, wow.
That would be dope.
Wow.
Have you seen his Black Santa Twitter, though, is awesome, too. Because he has this thing called Bless Up, and he will post, like, videos of people blessing, like, each other. It's so positive.
It's awesome. Yeah, I love that. Like he said, he was like, Black Santa loves everybody. Mm-hmm. He's just he's a little younger, a little more fun, a little more cool.
Cute.
He's cute.
Listen, I wasn't gonna say anything, but
yeah, that's true. Oh my god,
I love it. Well, Chels, it would not be a complete Christmas show without hearing a little bit about Hallmark. Go in. Yes. What are we missing? What should we be watching?
All right. So for Saturday, you guys are want to tune in. It's the Nashville Christmas Carol, starring Jesse Schamm and Wes Brown. This movie is about a television producer who has to work with a man who broke her heart on a country music Christmas special.
What an asshole.
While being interrupted by Christmas spirits determined for her to revisit her past. And this one's really cool because it's like the ghost of Christmas past that visits you and then it really decides what her future is going to be. But yeah, on the House of Hallmark, I interviewed Jesse and Wes and that will be live tomorrow. So they give us some details about the film that you guys might want to hear. But it's a really cute one. You guys are going to like that one.
That sounds awesome. I love a little Southern Christmas movie.
Jeff, you broke the Hallmark cherry, right?
I did. Well, my wife is like a diehard Hallmarkie, and I feel like I can be a bit of a pretentious film person. You know, Kevin and I love sort of like film history and our Francis mm-hmm. Ford Coppola, but I also love feel good movies. And I did pop my Hallmark cherry this week. And I really liked a Christmas Detour, Chelsea.
Oh, that's my favorite. Now, Kevin, I know you always say that they have Hallmark in the background, but I do watch that one every single year, even on Christmas in July.
Let's talk about Christmas Detour. No, I want to be challenged. I want classics, you guys.
Well, I love Candace Cameron Bure and Paul Green. I think they're phenomenal on camera together, but it's really cool because it starts off where you have this older couple and they've been married for a while and you could tell that their marriage is just, they're like doing the same thing over and over again. So it's really cool in the movie where they show that even though you've been together with someone for a while, you could still have that spark and they get that spark back. And then Candace's character, she has this vision board. She has this plan of how she wants to have her life, but she has to realize that it's not going to go the way she planned. It kind of how it is for COVID in 2020. We all can relate to that. I think we all had this vision board at the beginning of the year and how we thought this is how we're going to end up at the end of the year. And then it go that way. And the guy that she meets, Paul, his character challenges her on that. So that's, it's just, it's a
All right, I'm in. I sold.
Yeah, it was good. The thing, Chelsea, I'm glad you mentioned that B story, because there is this like more subtle than usual story about how longtime married couples lose their spark. And I thought it was kind of like weirdly brave for Hallmark to be telling that story. And I thought it was really, really nice. I thought it was great, Kev. A Christmas store. Check it out.
All right, I'm sold. You know, you know what those guys is one last thing that is definitely dampening the holiday season for me is how did you guys used to love around October and November the trailers for the good holiday movies that were coming out?
Yeah. Like,
this is when the most magical, right? Like films.
Oscar buzz.
Oscar worthy films.
I know. I was thinking about last year, like Little Women and all the great movies that came out in the holidays that were so good. But you know what? I think it's an excuse to revisit our old classics. Another positive spin.
It is. It is.
But I do. That's one of the things that I think I miss the most is going to the movie theater for real. Like, this is probably the longest I've gone in my whole life without going to see a movie at the theaters.
Yeah.
It's sad.
Little Women is so good.
I do think it's a fun idea, though.
Little Women. That's a non-Christmas movie. I'm going to add that for
next
week.
Ooh, good one. And that's of course, our show for next week is, guys. Make sure you tune in. It's going to be our non-Christmas movie special.
Black Friday show.
Thank you. Yes. Black Friday, please, non-Christmas. I think the full title is A Black Friday Non-Christmas Movie Mukbang. Is that right?
Yes. You know, you know that.
Okay, perfect.
Hashtag better together.
Hashtag better together. So come check out our mukbang next week. It's going to be great. I got to say, coming out of my mouth, for some reason, the word mukbang just sounds so wrong. I think maybe I should throw to other people for that
one. Yeah, I don't like when you say it either.
I agree. There's something unsettling about me saying that word. Either way, we're going to get out of here. Let's go around the circle. Where can they find you on Twitter? And what should we be looking out for, team? Chels, I'll start with you.
Okay.
Yeah. You can find me on Instagram at Chelsea Overocker and on Twitter at Chels Overocker. And look out for the House of Hallmark. On Instagram, we're Home of Hallmark. And then on Twitter, House of Hallmark.
Love it. K-Mai.
You can find me at KelsMeyer2. But more importantly, follow Better Together with Maria on Instagram and go wish Mr. Undergaro a happy belated birthday on his Instagram. That's most important this week because it's birthday week.
Birthday.
That's right.
Kay Montgomery, what are you up to, my friend?
I would like to encourage everybody. I'm on Instagram at HostKay, but I would like to encourage everybody to, if you have the means and funds, to donate to the Foothill Family Shelter. That's what we did this past weekend. And help to make some Thanksgiving baskets for families in need who are in. Who
tell me about the. Can you tell us just briefly? I know we have to get out of here. I want to hear more. I'm going to write that down. What is it? The Foothill.
It's called the Foothill Family Shelter.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's in Upland. So they do Thanksgiving baskets every year. And we went, so we donated money, and then me and a few people from church and my oldest daughter went, and we helped to package Thanksgiving basket. So they have a gift card for a turkey, mashed potatoes, 2 cans of green beans, 2 cans of corn, oven bag so they can put the turkey in, what else? And a cake. And so it's just really sweet to do to make those baskets for the families. And and they do.
I'll post that on Instagram as well if anyone's interested.
We drive with them twice a year with our church. They just always do awesome things for the families there. So,
so let's put it at the Christmas 24/7 Instagram. And then, Jeff, put it in our show notes too for Apple Podcasts.
Yeah, we'll do.
Absolutely.
It's really cool.
Speaking of our Instagram. Speaking of our Instagram, Erin, I think you captain our Instagram. What else are you up to?
I do. I am on Instagram at Erin Kaswan, ErinKaswan, and Twitter at Erin Kaswhat. But yeah, mostly follow our Christmas Instagram. I've been having a lot of fun over there recently. I've found a lot of cute Christmas stories. So yeah, follow us on there and I'll keep you guys updated and I'll post that link to the shelter because that's an amazing idea. That's the most important thing about Thanksgiving, I think, is giving back.
And then, of course, the birthday boy himself, Kevin Undergaro.
Yeah, at the Christmas 24/7.
I love it. And as always,
Jeff, real quick, sorry, yeah. Aaron nailed it on the Jonas Brothers post. I was stoked on that one.
Yeah. Oh, their song is so good. I love Jonas Brothers so are saving us.
Wow, they really are.
Comment they are. On iTunes, you guys, and just spread the word about our little show.
Yeah.
Please do. And as you do that, remember also to do everything you can to make every day feel a little more like Christmas.
From Chairman Elves, Kevin Undergaro, and Maria Menounos, we would like to thank you for tuning in. Until next time, do your best to make every day Christmas. Ho, 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 ho.
Merry Christmas.